I am Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, Bark Radio listeners, we have something fun going on today here at Bark Radio, and it's because Terry met some really cool folks when he was out at Best Friends, huh?
Yeah,
in Utah.
It was really good.
I mean, in Nevada. Boy.
The conference was in Vegas.
Yeah. Doy.
Okay.
So Terry, tell all.
Well, we have Carrie Ann Burnley on the phone for Petapalooza.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So I had a chance to check out your board game at the vendor segment of the conference, and I thought it was really cool. So tell the folks a little bit what the game is about.
Sure. Petapalooza is actually the parent company, and the board game is called Forever Home, the Animal Rescue Game. And what it is about animal rescue in general. So as a player in the game, you are actually playing a rescue or a shelter in a town called Straytown. So you get to be part of the solution in this small town. And what you're doing as a player is you are actually taking animals off of the streets into your rescue. You are running your rescue, making sure you don't run out of money. You can hire staff. Sometimes you get returns. Sometimes animals escape, all the things that rescues and shelters encounter on a day-to-day basis. And the goal of the game is obviously to get animals out of your rescue and then into their forever home. The game only ends when players essentially clear the streets of Straytown, which means all the rescues and shelters have worked together to make sure there are no more homeless pets. At that point is when all the players add up their points from animals in their forever home, and that's the person with the highest points wins.
Well, it sounds like it's a great educational game.
Definitely. Definitely. It's educational and a lot of fun.
You can't beat that combination.
Yeah.
Exactly. So tell the listeners how you guys came up with this, because this is kind of a unique. The board game itself reminds me a little bit of the Life board, smaller version of it. But how did you guys come up with this?
We actually, I'm on the board of a local humane society here near Cleveland, Ohio. It's a humane society of Greater Akron. So I've been very close to animal shelters and animal rescues and have done a lot of research because I'm actually the chair of animal operations on this board. And what we do is essentially research and research and research and then make recommendations around policy. And as part of that, I've learned so much around just how big this problem really is, how many animals, you know, enter shelters in a given year, how many animals, you know, make it to forever homes, learn just all the numbers associated with it. So once I knew those numbers, it started to come together of, you know, what is a way to solve this issue through fun? And that's where my husband and I started talking, and about, I want to say about 3-4 years ago, we were talking, we were on a trip somewhere, just talking, and we came up with this idea and kind of hashed it out a little bit and said, oh my gosh, this would be so fun, and it would really teach people, you know, many different facets of animal rescue and animal shelters, you know, just tell them how they can be part of the solution by possibly choosing rescue in the future. And from there, we, you know, we put pieces of paper, you know, pieces of post-it notes on cardboard and started play testing. And about, you know, I want to say about a year ago is when we started really play testing it, and at that point started looking into how do we move it forward and get a graphic designer and get, you know, somebody to produce this and go from there. So I think just knowing all the numbers and having to do that research and really seeing how big this issue is of how many animals just don't get homes, because enough people, you know, just aren't coming forward and enough rescues and shelters aren't doing enough to really get these animals out there, just really, you know, opened my eyes and made me go, I want to be a part of this solution. So I think that's how we came up with the whole Petapalooza idea, and Forever Home, the Animal Rescue Game was definitely born out of that as well.
Well, that's very cool. I mean, it is such a good-looking game, too, the box and stuff. I don't know who did all the art, but it's beautifully laid out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So why don't you tell folks how they can order them?
You know, we tell most folks that the best way to go about it is to order directly on our website, www.petapalooza.com, so PETSAPALOOZA.com. When you order from our website, what we do is we allow you to pick a local rescue. And Petapalooza is dedicated to giving money back to local rescues throughout the United States as part of just our organization in general. So we're committed to giving over 20% of our profits back. So when somebody orders a game on our website, what we do is we allow the customer to essentially pick a rescue they want to support, and then we send $5 to that rescue. And twice a year, the rescues that are being supported will get a check from us. But, yeah, definitely the best spot to order is going to be our website.
That's very cool.
It is. And let's see now. You also do have a few rescues who have them available in their stores, right?
We do. We had a couple of rescues that have bought. You can actually, as a rescue or shelter in this program, you can also buy wholesale. Our wholesale model is very simple. It's a very low buy-in. If you buy 10 or more, we can give you 40% off. We can give you a code that you can essentially use as you please. Obviously, the $5 give back doesn't go into that particular promotion. But we do allow the rescues to go ahead and buy them, and if they'd like to, they can sell them, they can give them away. We don't care what they do with them, but some rescues have bought and are putting them in their stores. Other rescues are looking at taking them out to events. You know, we have some folks that, you know, go to PetSmarts and Petco's and Borders on weekend to showcase their pets, and as we go into the holiday season, they're really seeing this as an opportunity to possibly really sell these and just get it out there, because it benefits them as well, because the more people play this game, they really get to know what their rescue and shelter is doing, and also we'll get more support in the future from the folks that are playing this on a regular basis.
So this is a marvelous holiday gift idea.
Yes. Yes, I agree. Yes. Obviously, as the founder of a Pet Supplies, I agree. So it is going to make a couple must-have gift guides as we go into the holiday season. This is our first year on the market, so we're pretty excited that people are picking it up and going to share it as a holiday must-have.
That's cool. I think it was just a super neat idea, and it's certainly the first I've seen of this type.
Right. I love innovation,
yeah.
And you guys get the award for that. You know.
Oh, thank you.
It's a wonderful thing, and if enough folks with good hearts and the desire to help animals everywhere just keep doing this sort of thing, you know, it's going to be better for everybody. So, you know, bravo to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, Carrie Ann, we appreciate you joining us today, and we will hopefully talk to you maybe in 6 or 7 months again, see how you're doing.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.